Hey Circle, welcome to the November 2016 workshop. This month I'm going to help you get on top of your email so that it's not all piling up and stressing you out. And I'm going to do that by teaching you the Inbox Zero method. I started implementing Inbox Zero a couple of years ago and it changed the way, revolutionized the way I dealt with my email. And most days I finish my workday with an empty inbox. So it's not impossible. It takes a bit of practice, it takes dedication, and it takes getting over that first hurdle of clearing your inbox the first time. But I guarantee it is definitely worth it. So if you're facing email overwhelm, or you know it piles up and it's always there in the back of your mind, stressing you out a little bit, I'm going to teach you how to sort it out and keep it sorted every single day. So let's dive in to this month's workshop. Hi everyone, let's get started with this workshop. So we're talking about clearing your inbox and keeping it clear using the Inbox Zero method. Now I didn't come up with Inbox Zero, it's something that was created a few years ago and it's been kind of out there in the world. And it's very, very useful, which is why I am teaching it to you today. And I'm hoping that it will help you to get on top of your email and stay that way. So my first question is, you know, before we start, what does your inbox look like? Are you one of those people who never deals with stuff and it just piles up and piles up and you've got thousands of emails in your inbox because you don't file them or delete them or process them? Or is it, you know, you kind of have stuff sitting there for weeks and weeks that you know you need to deal with, but you don't deal with it? Or do you have, you know, 70 billion subscriptions to email newsletters that you never read and they just pile up? So there's all sorts of reasons why your inbox might be getting a little bit out of control. You know, do you have a separate inbox for work and for personal stuff or for different businesses? So, you know, this can apply to obviously every inbox in your life. If you have multiple ones. And how does that make you feel? Like when you think about your email inbox, what's your emotional feeling there? Do you feel stressed? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel like you don't want to deal with it because it's just too much? Or do you feel okay? Maybe you're on top of your email, you know, there's not much in there. If that's the case, you're probably already doing something right and you probably don't need this workshop. But you might get some tips from it anyway, so it might be worth watching, even if you feel okay about your email. So truth is, I finish most days with an empty inbox. I get plenty of emails like everybody else, but I have systems in place and I have processes in place, which mean that I process my email and deal with the stuff and then move on. You know, this is sometimes I will fall down, I won't lie. You know, occasionally I'll leave something sitting in my inbox for a couple of days because I really don't want to face dealing with it. But most of the time I follow this process and it keeps everything clean and organized. And it means at the end of the day, I can shut everything down with the confidence that I've dealt with everything that needs to be dealt with today. I've planned for anything that needs to be dealt with tomorrow. And I can kind of walk away from work feeling organized and calm. And I don't have, you know, all this stuff in my head about work I have to finish that's not finished. So it's not impossible. If you're, you know, you might be thinking, I can never do this. I can never empty my inbox and keep it that way. Well, plenty of people do. It's not impossible. So how do we do it? Okay, so we'll experiment with the Inbox Zero method. And this is what I recommend you do. Like, treat it as an experiment. Commit yourself to doing this for a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever it might be. Pick a period of time and say, okay, once I've cleared my inbox, because that's the first step, is clearing all the stuff that's already there, I'm going to follow this process for a week. Just that, and see how it goes. See how it works for you. All right, so this is the method in a nutshell. This is the steps that you want to go through when you're confronted with your inbox. Delete, delegate, respond, defer, or do. These are the actions you can take with every email, and you're going to have to take one of these actions. And so it's deciding which action you're going to take and doing it right then and there. The really important thing I want to stress, and I'm going to talk about this a bit later, is don't check your email. Stop calling it checking your email. It's not checking, it's processing. And so you've got to stop reacting to it like a rat. You know, like a lab rat reacting to randomly dropped bits of food. It's actually a psychological response that we have. And it's what happens is we're primed for something exciting to happen, but we don't know when it's going to happen. So they did this experiment with rats. I think I've talked about this in another workshop. And they would give them food at random intervals, and the rat would constantly go back and check, you know, press its paw on this thing to check if there was food inside. And occasionally there would be, and there was no rhyme or reason to where this food, when this food would be there. And so the rat just got completely obsessed with constantly checking. Does that sound familiar? Do you do this with email or Facebook or Instagram? You know, this constantly checking for stuff, because occasionally there's a big reward, and that's what keeps us going back, is that reward that, you know, and we don't know when it's going to be. And that's why we keep checking it. So it's kind of, you've got to break that habit of constantly checking things, looking for that intermittent reward, and decide that, no, I'm going to treat this completely differently, and I'm just going to process it at certain times. And that will take a load off, I tell you. Mentally and psychologically. So let's walk through the steps. Delete. So I want you to think about this in two ways. I want you to think about the first time you clear your inbox, if you've got a massively full inbox, and also following this process every day when you go through and process your email. So the first step is to delete anything you can delete. So be ruthless with this. Delete any email that you aren't going to action or you don't need to hang on to. If you've got stuff and you're like, oh, I'll just save that to read later, are you really going to read it later? Or are you just saving it because you think you might want to, and then it'll just pile up and pile up? Either deal with it now and read it now, you know, if it's a link to something or whatnot, or set aside a specific time every week that you're going to actually look at those emails, you know, from people like me who might be sending you a link to the podcast or whatever it might be. Delete any, you know, just junk emails or spammy emails that people are sending you that really don't need to be done anything with, or they're not interesting to you or whatever it might be. Now, you may have emails that you need to keep for reference purposes. For these, you archive them rather than deleting them. So for example, a receipt from something you've bought, you don't want to delete that because you might want to go back and check it again, but you archive them. So if you're in Gmail, there's an archive button that you can switch on, or you can just create a folder called archive and just shove them all in there. Or if you really want to organize your folders, you can do that and have like one that's receipts or whatever. Honestly, I don't use folders that way, because I can just search on the search bar for what I want and I'll find it. You know, that's how I find emails. The only thing I use folders for is organizing actionable emails, and I'll talk a bit about that later. So archive or delete anything you can delete. So don't hang on to stuff for later unless you have a definitive time in mind. And also use this opportunity to unsubscribe from email lists you don't actually read. If you're getting emails from people and you haven't read one in like a month or two, just unsubscribe. You're obviously not interested anymore. unless you're holding on to, you know, get discounts or whatever it might be, but make a conscious decision. Don't just let it sit there. Actually think, okay, why did I subscribe to this mailing list? And am I getting anything out of it? If not, get rid of it. Clear it up. It's one less email that's going to be coming in. So this is pretty easy. Delegate. Is there anything in your inbox that can be done or needs to be done by someone else? Forward that sucker on. Send it on to them. Get it out of your inbox. Let the person who needs to deal with it deal with it. Simple. Respond. Okay. So now we're getting to the emails that need a response in the form of another email. You can work through these chronologically or make a routine for yourself. For example, you might do the fast, easy ones first, you know, that you can just shoot off one line reply to, and then leave the longer, more involved emails until last. Or you might like to do it the other way around, so when you've got more energy, you can deal with the longer ones. Now, these longer response emails often become the ones we leave lingering in our inbox because they're not urgent, but we know we need to reply. And in that case, you might like to take advantage of the next step, and that is defer. So sometimes we get emails that will take a long time to deal with, or we don't have the time or the energy right now to process them. So you need to set up a system of deferring these emails to deal with at a specific time or on a specific day. Rather than just letting them sit in your inbox clogging things up, this is where you would put them somewhere. So I use a great plugin for Gmail called Boomerang, and I can just, it's basically you click a time, you know, this will land back in my inbox in 1 day, 2 days, 4 days, or a specific time, and it clears it out of my inbox, and Boomerang will then send it back to my inbox at the time that I've specified, when I know I'm going to have time to deal with that particular email. So that's a really handy one. And if you don't have something like that, or you're not using Gmail and you can't use Boomerang, then just have a folder that you file these in, you know, to be actioned or whatever you call it. And, you know, put them in there, but don't let them pile up. It's really easy if you're doing this to put them in there and then kind of forget about them, which is probably why you've been leaving them in your inbox, so you don't forget about them. But, put a regular alarm on your phone or something at a specific time each week or each day that you know you're going to deal with those more involved emails, and then go deal with them rather than just letting them sit there in your inbox. And the last step is do. So this is for any emails that require an action outside of another email. So maybe you need to make an order or schedule an appointment. So you want to take these tasks out of your inbox and into some other form of scheduling software or stationery, whatever it might be. So for us, you know, if I get an order, it goes in the order book and on a post-it note, and then that's done. And then we put that email. Okay, so this is where I'll talk about using folders. So when we have orders, and go have a listen to episode 70, it could be 78, I think, of the podcast, the Create and Thrive podcast. I actually did a whole podcast on our order processing process. So with this, when it's come in the inbox, I then send an email to the customer thanking them. I then star it red. Then Nick knows I've dealt with communication. He will then write it in the book, write it on the post-it note, and then he'll put that email into a TPACK folder. We call it the TPACK folder. So that's where we put all of the orders that we have to write out packing notifications for. And then once the things have been written out, then those orders just get archived. So we can always go back and find them if we need to, and we do regularly by just searching the person's name or whatever. And so that's how we use folders. And I have a few other folders for actionable things, like for things that come up every week that I know I need to deal with, and I do them in chunks. So I put stuff, those particular emails, in specific folders. And so when the time comes to come and deal with that job, I go deal with it, and then I archive those emails. So the point here is your inbox should not be a to-do list. You shouldn't just leave stuff in your inbox to deal, you know, with as a to-do list. You should be using something else. So, you know, it might be Trello on your phone like I use, or Cal, or Google Calendar. You might have a diary like so. Whatever it might be, whatever it is, take things out of the inbox and put them where they need to be so that those tasks get done when they need to get done. Okay, so this is where you need to work on changing your mindset, and that's what it really comes down to. You no longer check your email, you process your email. Just kind of think about the difference between those two things. Hang on, I'll just check here. Okay, so here's the process. Follow the process we just talked about to clear your inbox the first time. Now, there's no trick to this other than dedicating the time to it, being ruthless, and letting go of perfection. You know, if you've got a lot of emails sitting there, there will be emails that you feel guilty about deleting because you feel like you should respond to them. Yeah, unless they're a customer, Obviously, you should have responded to that by now. I would hope you would have. But, you know, it might just be random, weird requests from people. And if it's, you know, if it's not something you're going to do, then just get rid of it or send a no or something. Be ruthless. So either go through your email in chronological order, assigning each email as you go, you know, defer, do, delete, whatever it might be, or go through it a few times. This is what I do, or I did. First, I went through and purged and deleted anything I could, because that makes it feel like less work, because you're just going, you're literally looking for stuff you can delete and go delete, 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 or archive. You might need to do one run that's delete and another run that's archive. And then the next pass through, you deal with the rest of it. So you defer it or you do it or whatever it might be. Now, why is this important? It's important because if you always have emails lingering in your inbox, your brain is constantly coming back to them. There's this, our brains don't like what are called open loops. When there's a problem that needs to be solved or a job that needs to be dealt with, we know it needs to be done. So in our kind of subconscious, unconscious brain, it keeps processing that over and over again, and then it keeps bringing it up into our conscious brain. You know, when you're trying to get to sleep at night, all these jobs pop into your head. That's because you've switched up, you know, you're kind of switching off your conscious brain, so you're not dealing with something right now. So that lets that stuff bubble up, and that's why it all comes up. That's why writing it down on a piece of paper, like writing a list, to-do list or whatever, can help that settle, because your brain goes, okay, I've taken it out of my head and I've put it somewhere else to deal with it. I can relax now. So, but you know, stuff like that, that's what happens to your brain. It's why you have good ideas in the shower or when you're walking, because you're doing something, you're letting your conscious brain rest and these unconscious, subconscious things are popping up. So if you're having a whole bunch of emails lingering in your inbox, they're just going to keep popping up in your head, especially if there's a problem you need to deal with or something that's somewhat stressful, that's going to come up. So I think I've covered most of this. If it seems overwhelming, be ruthless, delete them and move on. If there's stuff you feel like you should have replied to, but it's been like 2 months, if they haven't gotten back to you again, it's not that important probably. So just delete it. Remember, you don't actually owe anybody a response or everybody a response. If someone's reached out to you asking you to do something for them, especially if you have no prior relationship with them and it has no value to you, sometimes you just have to let it pass you by. I often delete emails from people like this. Generally what they are is people emailing me, you know, can I guest post on your blog? All that sort of stuff. And, you know, if they've bothered to actually use my name and say that they've actually read my blog and specifically refer to things, I might respond to them. But most of the time, honestly, just delete these, because they're basically spam, because people, they're just constantly emailing all these people. And they, you know, if they haven't bothered using my name, and you can see it in the preview, if you're on your desktop, you know, you see the subject, and then there's a preview of the first line of the email. And if I see there's no Dear Jess or Hi Jess or whatever, it's like, delete. You obviously don't know who I am. You're just sending me this because you found my email somewhere. So once you've cleared the inbox the first time, angels are singing. It's a blank screen. Now the hard work really begins, because it's time to try to maintain it and break bad habits. So here's a few things. Turn off your email notifications, for the love of all that's holy. Turn them off. Turn off the bings. Turn off the pop-ups. Get rid of it. It doesn't serve you to have those things on. It'll just stress you out when you get those bings and dings and you can't actually deal with them. You know, if you're the sort of person who actually responds and gets rid of the email straight away, fine, but make sure it's during your work hours, not midnight. And honestly, I am a big believer that you can't do focused, attentive work if you're constantly being distracted by things. So I personally don't think that's a healthy way to work. I think it's going to be constantly drawing your attention away from what you should be focusing on. So my recommendation would be choose 3 times per day to process email and stick to that for 1 week. So first thing in the morning, or maybe you want to do a bit of planning first thing or some other work, deal with what's coming overnight, then come back a few hours later, deal with anything else. And then again, at the end of the working day, come back and process anything else that's come in. So that's three times a day spread out over however many hours it is. Or, you know, if you work in weird little chunks, in the morning you have a chance to process, lunchtime maybe, and then in the evening. Whatever it might be for you, everybody's different. But for me, this is, you know, I do it. I process my email when I sit down. Usually when I sit down to work, I have a cup of coffee and I process any emails that have come through. Then I put that aside because, like, I don't start work till like 10 or 11 in the morning. So, and I finish at like 5 in the evening the night before. So I don't like to leave it any longer than that. I'm kind of like, well, it's already been sitting. It's already been like how many hours between me processing email. So that's why I do it first, to make sure I've, you know, gotten back to any customers or anything like that within a reasonable period of time. And then I put it aside and go do other work and then come back to it a few times throughout the day, just like this. So stop looking at your inbox when you're not in work hours. Just stop it. Don't check it before bed. You know, don't go, ooh, what's come in? I used to do this. And of course, it's because I was looking for sales. I wanted to see those sales notifications coming through. And there's nothing wrong with that because it's exciting. But it means that you end up seeing what else is there as well. And that might not be so good because it might be an unhappy customer or something stressful that you then go, oh my God, because I know about it. I can't unknow this now. So I have to either stress about it all night or go deal with it at midnight or whatever time it is. So just don't look. It'll be there in the morning. And if you don't know about it, in this case, ignorance is bliss. So that is my recommendation. You know, if you aren't in work hours and you're not willing to sit down and process and deal with whatever issue might have arisen, just don't do it. You know, just don't. Just put it aside. Just do it tomorrow. You know, look tomorrow. Find other things to do. And that will help you, you know, it'll help you stay less stressed, more calm, more in control, and try to find a boundary between work time and other time. And it's really important to do that for your sanity and for your family and friends. So that is inbox zero in a nutshell. Nice quick one for you. Hopefully you can work through that. You might need to come back to that and look at it over and over. And just Google inbox zero and you'll get heaps more resources and information out there on the internet. There's some great stuff out there. But really, it's, you know, like anything, it's a process to help you to try to get on top of and stay on top of your email processing. You could do it differently, but it's just something that someone else has come up with that hopefully works for me. I'm hoping it'll work for you as well. I'd love to hear, you know, share your experience with your one week experiment in the comments below the workshop, or come over into the Thriver Circle Facebook group and let us know how the process is going. Especially if you managed to clear your inbox that first time, that's such a nice feeling. Come and share the joy. Have a wonderful month, Circle, and I'll see you in the Facebook group. Bye for now.